My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The election is, at this point in time, very, very promising. Now it's just following through. We're in the fourth quarter and finishing it off. And the part where President Trump talked about being shot and said, I won't do this other than this time in this manner, because it's too painful to remember that, I thought was very moving, very vulnerable, very true, very much something that the other side can't deal with because it's unprecedented. It is remarkable. And also, and I think this is smart, because other minions are going to be doing it. We all want to do this. And that is Trump, or the Trump people, are not doing what Democrats in the media would have done if somebody on their side was shot in this manner. They would be raising all kinds of things associated with the other side did this, provoked it, etc. This is going to play out. Trump doesn't need to do it. It's smart. He's not the one doing it. And there are a ton of developments. I've said many times last week, more than the convention, the thing that drove listeners, at least to this show, I think, was talk about the results of the shooting and what happened. Now, Josh Hawley, who has kind of a mixed background, you know, I'm not putting complete trust in him, claims to have whistleblowers today, and they say essentially that they used a lot of people from Homeland Security that are not Secret Service last week, and there were things that usually, by course, the Secret Service people would do that were not done. Okay, now we know that Cheadle is going to testify on Monday. Thank God. No Tuesdays. Ooh. Let's get it done on Monday. How about unprecedented? How about showing something to the country? I know I'm a bug on this. If you want to make it later in the afternoon after church, testify on Sunday. Let's get this done. Let's send a message of urgency about this. This is unprecedented. What happened here? And the longer it goes on, the wilder the stories are that are out there. That's natural. If you let that gap be there without filling it in. Dan, I don't know if you saw this. You probably did on the Conspiracy Central. Look, I love Mike Waltz. He's a hero and all that. but I have not seen it anywhere else. He claimed that the 20-year-old shooter had 3 encrypted bank accounts overseas.
Just accounts is what I've heard. I didn't hear bank accounts. I just heard 3 encrypted accounts.
Right.
And what bothers me about that statement, Dom, and as a conspiracy theorist myself, I feel like that just confuzzles things, if anything. Because if you think about it, WhatsApp is an encrypted account. Coinbase, when you trade cryptocurrency, a lot of times it's encrypted account. So I don't know. I think I have 2. So,
well, I would say this. When you hear encrypted is not necessarily the dark web or whatever. Some things could be encrypted that are relatively, as you just said, every day. So for Waltz to be going off and saying that, and I haven't seen it emphasized anywhere else, it gets us into, the Iranians and this kid from Butler, Pennsylvania. Come on. So I understand the urgency. I don't get it why we can't urgently move forward with this Secret Service person. Why today? Well, we just got after the convention. My God. This is a matter of life and death here. And it's a matter of, stopping this idea, at least to me. Oh, they wanted to kill him. So this was a blatant attempt to do that. Now, what's the line here between, we're not going to give Trump the best, and a blatant plot to take him out? That's why this testimony on Monday has got to go on thoroughly forever. I mean, this is must-see TV more than most of these testimonies to me. Now, if she starts taking the Fifth Amendment or whatever, I don't anticipate that. The FBI should not be the investigators. I've heard that, and I agree with it. But then the thing is, who is it that's going to investigate this then? What do we do when the FBI is both ineffectual and complicit in a lot of things? Then who should investigate it? I mean, where does it lead? Aha. Not to say that this is a trade out that works, but Brian Cutler may be on today because of the backup and all. He's landing, he's flying. He is the Republican leader. They're calling for a select committee, bipartisan, 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans. Since this happened in Pennsylvania, it involves state and local police to do their own investigation and get to the bottom of it. Of course, the pace in Harrisburg is beyond glacial. Yeah, they ought to be involved because they may turn something up on the local state police side of who knew what and what was told and all that. But the more that you see this, even though we see now with the whistleblowers and Hawley and the fact that they didn't use canines, they didn't use them properly, things of that nature, even with all that, it still seems to me massively this is screw up, plus not even the B team was in there. How do you make that decision to do that? And I hope we get to the bottom of with this woman saying, are you kidding me? If you have don't have the resources here, you got to tell more people in government something has to be done, and you personally should have been there directing it then. In other words, you got to compensate for this. This guy is the biggest player. It's not Dr. Jill Biden we have to worry. She deserves protection, but that's not what we have to worry about. It's someone like Trump. Because of the polarity here, because of the hatred that's sometimes spewed, because they're saying he's Hitler. Are you not cognizant of all that? And the more you let this go on, the more conspiracy theories will continue. So Mike Waltz, talking about encrypted accounts. I'm glad Dan made a good point on that, that's not as nefarious as it seems. Somebody ought to trace that. Get on top of it. If you want to think this guy, some either mastermind or somebody they found and coached, go right ahead. I think when you hear this testimony, you're going to see what screwing up is on Monday. So a couple of things. Politico actually printed out the entire transcript of the Trump speech when he talked about being shot. That's how powerful that was. And again, it was vulnerable. It was detailed. It brought home with the people there and hopefully with the people at home. My God, just think of how close this was. And no matter what bravado you have, it's still incredible to survive that and to go through that. All right. Pennsylvania, the Project 2025. We're going to be talking with somebody from the Heritage Foundation. They created it. I have the Biden-Harris talking points for today, and among the first things they sent out this morning in the swing states, they're trying to tag J.D. Vance as like a mastermind, somebody completely in sync with Project 25. So a little bit later in the show, you're going to hear exactly from the authors at the somebody at the Heritage Foundation exactly what is the point of Project 2025, how does it deal with the deep state. There's a lot in there about having ready to go people that you could trust to put into all these bureaucracies. That's one part. But there are a lot of reforms that they call for that are very doable that the other side says would be a takeover of the country. Now, they wouldn't be. They would just be executive authority. But I'm kind of surprised. We know they have abortion. We know they're going to talk about stealing democracy. But they're trying to use Project 2025 as a trump card here, as a major thing. I don't think people know about it enough yet. But they don't want them to know about it. They just want to say, one thing I've heard, they're going to take away overtime. Project 2025, Trump's going to take away being able to get paid overtime.
Evil!
They're going to take away school lunches for kids. This is the type of stuff.
Anita, I think I have a sound effect there.
They're putting out there. So that was a high point last night. I just wish Trump would stop it with the length and the whole thing. Remember, it's
What's the name of the project?
Project 25. There you go. That's right. Taking away school lunches and overtime. Well, we couldn't afford that. They wouldn't let me work overtime, and you don't have any school lunch, so get off the school now. Project 25. Yeah, it's stunning. Yeah, it's just stunning. Is this all they have, Project 25, to go after? All right. Project 2025, right. So as we continue, I'll play you a little bit from last night, but that was the major thing, the speech. Of course, Hulk Hogan, I thought was very good. He had enough fodder to continue the whole thing. Kid Rock, not so good. I'll save that for Dan here in a moment.
Oy.
I don't think, unless I missed it, I didn't see 50 Cent. So I don't know why that fell through. We thought that was going to happen. And Elon Musk, I don't remember too much. The highlight of the convention, both the right thing and the politically right thing, were the Gold Star families. They really made an impact. And that's what we hope to do. To have that sort of spirit and connection that you'll get when we bring Don Jr. to town on July 30th. Ooh. And people are really responding to this. I put up on my Twitter at DomShow1210 just a little bit about the book, Letters to Trump. These are unbelievably the most famous people in the world and how they were on a first-name basis. They liked each other, Trump and somebody like Oprah, who doesn't talk to him now, until Trump decided to run. The letters are incredible. It's a coffee table thing, too. It's a big book. And you can refer to it and say, here, when people say to you, well, Trump, and they have this distorted view of him, why was this Trump? Why were Hillary Clinton buddies with them? Why Oprah? Why all these people? Well, it's because he ran, and then suddenly he's persona non grata. So you get your tickets. Go to Talk Radio 1210. Go to 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com.
Dom, can I point out something real quick?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sure.
Yeah, so you had me pull this clip, and it's just one quick little second here. And here's Van Jones, and he said something here.
The last time I was in a convention that felt like this was Obama 2008. Yeah.
He says Obama 2008, but even he recognizes, Dom, just the camaraderie that was felt this entire week. The patriotism that just effused out of Milwaukee. And I think that's largely because of what the Trump family has built. And you really get that whenever you go to a Trump rally, whenever you go to something like this. And I honestly cannot wait, because it is such a patriotic environment that is so rare to find in this day and age. And I hope that Trump, when he gets elected moving forward, we return, that patriotism becomes cool again and we start seeing more and more of it, you know?
Exactly. So, by the way, Van Jones, I think, was arguably the best commentator. I know you're not supposed to say that in this whole thing. The reason is, as much as he's an ideologue on the left, just stop thinking about that for a moment. He's the one that made the point about Amber Rose, how dangerous he is. Dangerous to the Democrat Party. Dangerous to breaking that down. He just made the point that this convention had the excitement, the unification, and the fun of Obama running the first time around, if you remember back to that one. That's the point he was making. So I thought Van Jones made arguably things that were interesting versus a lot of the commentary. Wow, just put the repeat button on there. Even though he's on the other side, repeatedly talking about how dangerous this convention is for Democrats. The most over the top is to say and mean, this is Hitler. You will not have your country if he's elected, ultimately. There's only one solution to that, then, in the minds of a lot of these people. That's much different. Now, the Inquirer...
y'all just tell me who the nominee is going to be.
Let me know when you guys are finished fighting amongst yourselves who I got to vote for in November to keep Hitler out the White House. That's all I want to know. Who I got to vote for to keep Hitler out the White House.
Who is that? That's
Joy Reid.
Oh, it is Joy. Yeah, that's Joy Reid doing the down-home accent or playing, but that's right, Joy Reid. And Joy Reid was the worst commentator. I think Van Jones was among the best. Despite the ideology, it doesn't matter. He was like John the Baptist telling the Democrats, take a look at this. People like Amber Rose, people like this convention, the spirit, he likened it to 2008 with Obama. That's exactly on point. That's what came out of this. And now there will be added thrust because now people who should do this rather than Trump are going to be attacking. And there's a bit of subtlety required here. They can make the point. We want to know why you gave Trump the second team here or almost no team at all to prevent this. You don't have to go conspiracy and all that stuff, but what you have to say is they were not fully protecting someone who is the big player here, has a lot more threats, a lot more possibility of that than even the president, certainly the first lady. And again, if you don't have enough resources because of all these things you're doing, then why are you not doing that rather than worried about having 30% of the Secret Service be women? This is supposed to be an American ideal. We've been saying that all this week. So I can hardly wait to see this woman in the docket. And to I just wish for once they said, you know what? This is so important. We're not going to do 5 minutes. They run out the clock and then we're on to the next person and a point of order here and all that nonsense. You know, let the two sides divide up their time or something and give. I just would like to hear a straight half hour of questioning, because I believe if you're questioned straight for a half hour without all these interruptions, we're going to get to the bottom of things much quicker. And remember, they have to keep scrupulous records. So we're going to see exactly, was that scene, the building, as a problem? And if so, first question I would ask, the biggest thing from this show this week, Sean Parnell brought it up first, but others have. If you think you don't have enough people there, why don't you use things to block that roof so that a shooter, in case, in the wildest circumstance, would not have a clear line of sight? Why didn't you do that? Isn't that apparently part of their protocol? Why not do that? And it's, to me, firing this woman, yeah, that's accountability. It's just more getting to the bottom of this and seeing how far this goes. How many times did they do this on Trump detail? And just the sheer enormity of the consequence of what could have happened here. All right, let's go to Mark in the Northeast. Mark on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, so I want to answer the question first. So I want to do a Biden. I want to do one, two. So I got a couple of them. So the cheesy thing I want to add on is the Kid Rock, the people in the audience trying to dance.
Yes.
It made me cringe more than listening to Kid Rock. Oh, my God.
That's
that
was what
horrible.
It was for me, too. Is, yeah.
Well, there were a couple guys particularly, Dan, that I saw. Oh, my, they look maniacal at the same time. They can't dance. What are you doing it for? They get caught up in the craziness of it. Yeah.
just stand still. You don't have to dance. Just stand still. But so another thing, that building, that was blatant. Like, how I don't – it was, like, right in range of Trump. Like, I don't understand how they left that open. But another question, like, I don't know if you guys saw the video of the Secret Service that was covering Trump, but, like, they showed from behind the one guy, like, pushing the people, like, towards the other side of the stage, and then, like, right before the shots went off. Like, what was that all about?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did see it. But, I mean, all these things that look out of kilter, that's why we have to establish. Look, there's paperwork on this. There's a detail before, during, and afterward. That will come up. We'll get to the bottom of it. And, Mark, the break this morning that we're on top of is the fact that Pennsylvania wants to have its own select committee. I agree with that because Pennsylvania state lawmakers, law and state cops are involved here, and we want to get to the bottom of it with that angle. And if Democrats in Pennsylvania refuse to do this, well, that's good politically. This is the ultimate swing state. What are they hiding? Why don't they want to take a look at this?
Can I say something else?
Sure.
So I'm middle right. So I really enjoyed. I like listening to Trump because I think he's like really funny and serious. He's a really good speaker, a showman. But it's I don't think we're voting, and I think a lot of people it's not we're not voting for a president anymore. We're not. I mean, Biden's totally out of it. Like, I voted for both. I voted for Trump, and then I voted for Biden. But I don't think people are really worried about voting for the person anymore. I think now because we don't have a left and a right, we have extremes. We got the AOCs, and then all those people on the left, and then we got the Taylor Greens, and then Boberts on the right. So I think that's what's making people worried. It's not so much like Trump. It's like the people on the right, like the whack jobs on the right and whack jobs on the left.
Well, that's why if you notice at that point, Trump and the Trump people controlled it. The only wacko that got to speak was Marjorie Taylor Greene, usually at a convention.
Like she drives me nuts.
Yeah, yeah, usually at a convention, you get it wilder. So we got you for that, Mark. Have a nice weekend. Thank you. Watching Republicans dance there. Pretty good one. All right. Holy, I'd love to get him on, Dan, with these whistleblowers. Only seven, the Butler PD says, only seven local officers assigned to the rally. Now, with the Secret Service not having enough people, then you throw only seven local officers into that? Well, of course, where are you probably not going to do enough on the perimeter? But this has to be on Monday. None of this stuff of your 5 minutes are up and point of order and I want to do that. It just for once, stop with the time limits. If you got something else to do and you don't want to be there on this, sayonara. Go do whatever else you don't want to sit there for. We're waiting, I don't have the time for this. This ought to be like a 15-hour and 15-hour the next day. My experience, I found the only way you get to the truth is going over it again and again and again. And breaking this down with the head of the Secret Service. And I want to know, who was the head on the scene? That's the person you really want to talk with. The good thing with this, there's tension here. The local police are not going to accept the Secret Service trying to blame them as Keystone cops or something. And I think that's what the Pennsylvania investigation is about. Hopefully we'll get to Cutler today and you'll hear that. Coming up, we're going to talk with the Republican Montgomery County Commissioner. He contacted us because a lot's gone on there that has to be prevented, I believe, in order to have faith in election integrity in Montgomery County. The guy there is a star, the Democrat that heads it, and all the stuff that were shenanigans the last time around. He's been invited to the White House to coach them up. The ice cream truck guy. Let's go to Montgomery County Commissioner, Republican, Tom DiBello. Tom's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome back.
Well, great. Thanks for having me back on your show. Probably a lot to cover since I've been on last time. But, the first thing that you mentioned was exactly that about yesterday. I voted no. But it was go out for proposals to provide vehicles to go around Montgomery County, register voters, do ballot harvesting. If people send in mail-in ballots that are inaccurate, I mean, we have a whole infrastructure where we contact the voter and tell them that there's been an issue with your ballot, you got to come in and fix it or whatever. But his whole idea is to. Not to worry, we're going to drive to your house. We're also going to use this to do voter registration and so on and so on. And I actually used the concept of, the ice cream truck voter services vehicle that we're going to be sending around Montgomery County. Of course, I voted no to proceed forward.
Well, thank you. Dan, get that official transcript. I want to see that in the record. We made it into Montgomery County. So, also, this guy is Mr. Dropbox. How many Dropboxes are potentially proposed for Montgomery County?
Well, that was the other thing that I voted no on. The actual line item was, it was all encapsulated of Dropbox maintenance and so on, and new Dropbox covers. And then it was also in there as additional Dropboxes. So there's not a number proposed as of yet, but, we already have 12 throughout Montgomery County. And the idea is that instead of us moving a direction, like a lot of counties in Pennsylvania that are removing their Dropboxes, they're looking at potentially adding more. And it could be another 12+ Dropboxes around Montgomery County, which I think is totally ridiculous. So I asked, well, if we're going to do this logistical study, I'd also like to get a map of where are the 600 mailboxes that are already in Montgomery County that are also used to mail your mail and send your ballot back. We went to 24/7 drop boxes, unguarded. Like, there's nobody actually monitoring the drop boxes other than the video cameras that we have on them. We had people, residents, come in that witnessed people dropping off multiple ballots, which we didn't do anything with, other than the conclusion was it was probably a spouse or family member's ballot. So I have a lot of concerns with the current drop boxes, and I would have tremendous concerns as we add more drop boxes. Then we have satellite offices that I went to, that I visited, that, that I have a lot of concerns with as well. I mean, there's just so much, and election integrity is extremely important, and this is the battle that I'm fighting. I'm the one that said that I'd like to see cell signal blockers, where in central processing and all that, where all this, all the ballot is being counted and all that, because there is concern about, is this equipment have cell signals? This was one of the things that was brought up from the 2020 election. And I'm like, well, nobody can answer my question of, do we know that they don't have cellular devices with inside the boxes, and I get a dumb look on their faces. So I said, well, then fine. To alleviate that, then let's put cell signal blockers on the boxes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. That's rational. Now, Tom, you mentioned too the Trump integrity team. So you're only one commissioner there. You're in a place it's heavily gung-ho on doing whatever they want. So are the Trump people going to help you?
So that's a great question. We are in communication. We are talking with the Trump integrity team. We're monitoring all this, everything that's going on. His legal team is looking at things as well. So the good news is that I'm not in this alone. I have contacted and working with them. So we'll see where it goes. I'm glad that the Trump team, the Trump campaign, has built this election integrity team throughout, not only through Pennsylvania, but across the country. So, yes, I am in contact and working with them.
That's good to know then. The satellite office, the problem I have is I think it's a polling place. Wherever you can go and you're going to be putting ballots in or doing something with ballots is a polling place. So we ought to be able to watch it. But here's a more important thing, Tom. You mentioned something where listeners are. The listeners now have been educated on this. They're more concerned with the counting places, the chain of custody, and watching that. So what do you have in mind to ensure where the votes are counted, there's going to be monitoring?
So, great question. One of the things that I've been proposing, and we're hopefully working out the kinks, is that I said, well, first off, there's nothing in Act 77 that requires or promotes people that have watcher certificates being corralled in a location behind plexiglass. That was COVID. We're past COVID. Those people have the right to have better access or more access to that, those, where the ballots are being opened and counted. So one of the things I proposed was that at least have the ability of four people from each party have full access to be able to walk around during the entire process, during the entire count, because with the new, I believe it's Act 88, requires once you start counting, you can't stop. So we're going to be counting, we're going to start counting 7 a.m. on election day, and we're going to count all the way through until all the ballots are counted.
That is the most critical thing we want to hear, Tom. You know that our listeners know, if you stop the ballot count, wherever they do that, that is a signal to us that is unacceptable. But go ahead.
Well, no, so you're 100% right. And so I'm pushing to have the ability so we have a controlled environment where so people feel comfortable or safe as well, but we would have at least four people from each party at any given time having full access to walk around and completely monitor everything that's occurring throughout the entire, it's really going to be overnight. I mean, continuous from 7 a.m. on election day till whenever all the ballots are counted. So that's another thing that I'm pushing. So if my whole goal is to have eyes everywhere, so people have that comfort level as well.
Tom, great stuff. Please keep us in the loop. Let us know what happens next.
I absolutely will. I'll keep you in the loop and updated on what's going on. And anything else I hear, I'll definitely will reach out.
Thank you, Tom. Have a nice weekend. Tom DiBello, a commissioner out there in Montgomery County. We're trying to bring you, we have our offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Of course, Linda Kearns is the defensive coordinator. And listeners are savvy, chain of custody, where they actually count the votes, not just the vote coming, you know, the vote being taken in, drop boxes and everything else. And then Scott Presler, well, he is the chairman, the offensive coordinator. Hopefully, Dan set him up on Monday, because we believe the news this week is that Bucks County's rigged now, maybe by as high as 79 votes, 79 registrations. That's all good. Montgomery County, though, is a sore point. Delaware County's even worse. That's the real episode, other than Philadelphia. Well, that goes without saying. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. Dan, look at the answer from Robert of Ben Salem. That's going to be hard to beat. We'll get that next. Something that is cheesy.
Oh, that's a great one.
Since the convention was held.
Fantastic answer.
Yeah, that is. The convention was held in Wisconsin. We'll get his next. Give me a reaction to Tom DiBello. Look, they control it 2-1, but we're trying to expose it. And Dan, if that's actually in the transcript, I want said by Dom Giordano next to that, just so this guy knows who we are. Can you imagine this guy sending around the truck? How about some ice cream while we're here?
So he said that happened yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look
see if we can find
it.
Yeah, if there's a transcript of it. I like it when they go, oh, that guy. Yeah. Strike that from the record.
The mobile ice cream truck concept of driving around Montgomery County. This is not our responsibility as county government. It's not taxpayer. It's not good fiduciary use of taxpayer money to have a vehicle in place to drive around to do voter outreach in our communities.
This is not an ice cream truck. It is potentially having vehicles will do some of the things that Commissioner Makhija talked about. But, you know, as I was digesting this as a possibility, as a new offering in Montgomery County, I thought about my parents, who are both bedbound, or my mom was bedbound, and so is my dad, right? And them not having the capacity to get out of bed, come to One Montgomery Plaza, right? So there's so many constituents, right, that just can't get here, that can't get online, right, or don't have that capacity. And so I think when we're thinking about our most vulnerable, right, this is another way in which we can support our most vulnerable. So
does this mean that potentially we're going to have a fleet of vehicles providing access to all the county services across Montgomery County, or are we just focused on ballot harvesting for elections?
Well, what it says is for voter services. at this point. So I don't know. I can't predict the future.
Right. I can't predict the future. My God, that woman, I've heard it before, too. And the guy that had, they belong in Philadelphia. My God. How did, Dan, it's a broader question. Let's stop for a minute. Delaware County is just like this, too. Kangaroo courts, the whole thing, right? They're as bad as Philadelphia, and that's really saying something. The suburbs used to be set up to say, no, we don't want to be Philadelphia. We're against what that's all about. Nice by Tom DiBello, though, but come on, give credit, Dan, because I'd love to have a stray comment, oh, that guy, because you'd be calling him around the clock to get him on here. Dan, try again. See if the head commissioner or the second, the woman, would come on and tell us why they have to. I'll use the ice cream truck since we invented it to come out there and cure. It's like Bob Casey. You know, there's so many people. It's impossible. That's all Democrats are trying to do. Why are you trying to? Casey said a 95-year-old farmer who couldn't get to a drop box.
What if you're 90 years old and you live in a rural area in Pennsylvania? What if you live in a rural area and you can't get to the county election bureau to drop off your mail-in ballot? Shouldn't you have a drop box if you're 90 years old and you want to vote? What if you live on a farm? What if you're running a farm and you've got a busy life or you're running a small business? Shouldn't you have the opportunity to vote?
Oh, my God. They will not stop. And then they want to scream, why are we so concerned about election integrity? Why? Not going to do it this time around, the nonsense they did the last. Not that doesn't mean they're not going to try. You could see they're gearing up in Montgomery County. This is just part of their MO and making stuff up. Everybody's bedridden. What did we do before? Absentee balloting is the way that it went. But again, if you don't follow the rules and fill it out properly, that's on you. Isn't that fair? Oh, no. That's mean. That's 90-year-old farmers out there in the middle of nowhere with Bob Casey. Danny was getting animated. What are you? That's the only time I've ever heard him raise his voice. How many drop boxes, Bobby, should we have out there then? You know, give us an idea. Thousands? 855-839-1210, you get on board. At 2 o'clock, Joe Biden has just released a statement about sticking and not going anywhere, but it's part two of what he attacks, the Project 2025. Yeah, I'll tell you about that because we have a guest at 2 o'clock that's going to tell you exactly from the Heritage Foundation what that is. And they're going to try to play, but suddenly they've gotten on to this because of J.D. Vance, I guess, and they have nothing else. Bill O'Reilly will be here at 12:30 on Monday, just off his shootout with John Stewart, among other things. And someone who really knows President Trump and what happens next with him. Again, I thought that was great moments when he was talking about, I'm only going to tell you about this once, it's too painful, being shot. And then, all right, a few jokes and good night, everybody. End the speech. 92 minutes. I don't understand how that helps him, but it is what it is, and I guess we'll continue.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.